At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Hello, everybody. Time to get up and Adam. And start your Saturday morning off right. I'm Adam Epstein. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. And as we sit here today on a Saturday, November 29th, I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I am so thankful that I am able to host a Saturday show in the nation's capital talking about all of my favorite teams. I grew up as such a diehard Redskins, Wizards, Caps, and of course Orioles, and then became a Nats fan here locally, and I had an awesome Thanksgiving with my family. I hope you enjoyed yours, and I want to know, did you guys feel like this year I watched more college basketball than NFL on Thanksgiving? I loved how many good college football games there were on Black Friday. There's just so much going on in the sports world at this time of the year. I call it the sports equinox with everything that's going on. I'm going to try to hit on all of it, from the college football playoffs. Does Texas belong in with their big win over Texas A&M? To the NFL playoff picture. Cowboys staying in it, especially with another Eagles defeat. College basketball to the NBA, NHL, soccer, and more. But my favorite thing to watch right now is college basketball, and this was an awesome feast week. And I had my cousin ask me yesterday, you know, is this just like March? Is that what this is? And I said, well, basically, all of these different tournaments, yes, this is just like March for the college hoops sicko fans like myself, college hoops nerds, that love all these different tournaments being played around the country, from the Bahamas to Vegas to Charleston to Orlando and the wide world of sports. I feel like this is how you know who's going to be good in March when the college basketball real NCAA tournament gets here. That's why I watch so much college basketball right now, to scout for my bracket and for March Madness. But also, the games are so much fun. And I wanted to start by talking about how college basketball games are full of runs, full of switches of momentum. The emotional roller coaster the fan goes through watching the game, I think, is why it's so much fun. It feels like it's an 8-0 run for one team, then a 9-0 run for the other team. And for the most part, these kids are 18 to 22 years old. They make mistakes, right? It's not as much like the NBA where a team just goes nuclear. But I also think we have to admit, this now is the highest level of college basketball we've ever had. And Coach Pitino called that out. And ever since he said that, I've really been diving into it. It's so true. Because I'm really a hater of the NIL and the transfer portal. But you have to admit that it is working out for some people. And giving them a really cool career. Like, I know that there's so many college basketball players that, you know, probably sat on a bench for 3 years, and then their senior year they finally got an opportunity. But now we're seeing kids get an opportunity freshman year, go to another place to sophomore year, get a little bit more playing time, step up a level, or maybe step down a level. And so I think it is starting to work itself out. The transfer portal is crazy, but I think the biggest thing I've noticed now is the influx of Euro pros who were never able to get paid to play college basketball before. Well, now they are. And Virginia Tech has one in Nicholas Avdalos, who's going to be a first-round pick. Of course, BYU has the biggest name right now in A.J. DeBonsta. And I'm telling you, it has become more and more exciting. Look at what Illinois's got right now. They've got three different Stojakovic-type players who are all Euro ballers coming over there, and it's just making higher level of college basketball. Now, the downside, it makes it so much more difficult for high school seniors to get offers. I have to admit that. But the games, I think, are even more intense. The only problem with pay-to-play is the era we're living in right now is I'm a little worried we'll see less upsets when we get to the major tournaments. The top teams right now are kind of the top spenders. I really hope we'll still see a lot of Cinderella stories in March, but I am a little bit worried about that. But you got to start locally here, and the DMV hoop scene is so much improved than in recent seasons. I think it's worth following. Georgetown, now under Coach Ed Cooley, you're seeing the vision that he had here when he came over from Georgetown to Georgetown from Providence. 5-2, they just lost two straight to two solid teams. They beat Maryland, right? That was an awesome contest to see earlier this year. Maryland's got a ton of talent for just year one with Buzz Williams. Their problem, it's going to take time for them to really develop some team chemistry. But Maryland's 5-3, and they lost to two good teams during Feast Week. I think the story of DMV Hoops right now has to be George Mason. Really good. Coach Skin has them undefeated game today against James Madison University. Kind of wild how George Mason has just reloaded after making it to the A-10 championship game, losing to VCU, losing half of their talent to the transfer portal. But they scouted well. They recruited, and Coach Tony Skin has a great team. They will host at their home stadium here, Eagle Bank Arena, against James Madison in an in-state rivalry game. George Washington, Coach Caputo, who started at GW with Coach Larrañaga, followed him to Miami, has taken over the GW program for the last 4 years. They are 6-2. They've already had a couple of really good wins, and their next game will be at Army. Virginia Tech was in the Bahamas. They went 1-2 in the Bahamas, but they are led by this freshman from Greece, Nicholas Avdalos, who is unbelievable to watch. Amani Hansberry was Mr. Maryland in basketball in high school. I think he went to Oklahoma, took a big bag to go to West Virginia. Now he ends up at Virginia Tech. And this is the most talented team Coach Mike Young has ever had. And Coach Young has been in college hoops for a long time, was at Wofford for a while. He won already one ACC championship at Virginia Tech, but this is by far the most talent he's ever had. They absolutely committed to him this offseason and gave him some money, and they have spent it right. And then UVA has year one for their new coach, Coach Ryan Odom, off to a good start. They're 6-1. They've got their biggest test of the season. They'll be at Texas coming up on December 3rd. Nationally, the number one team in basketball is Michigan, and the big story of Thanksgiving break was their blowout wins over Auburn and Gonzaga by 30 and then 40 points. I don't think any team made a bigger statement during Feast Week than Michigan, who's now number one in the country. Arizona just does an incredible job over the last few years here of spending their money wisely. They've got NBA talent after NBA talent, and no team has three wins over top 15 opponents on its resume like Arizona does. I think it's really interesting how in college basketball it seems like Purdue reloads every single year. Their coach does not get enough credit. Coach Izzo has Michigan State in the top five again, and he is one of the last great coaches holding on, and I want him to keep coaching forever. I'm
kind of surprised the way he's navigated, you know, the NIL and the transfer portal. But they are off to an incredible 7-0 start to the season. And Coach Izzo just once again has so much talent, and they commit to playing his style of basketball. Iowa State steps into the top five, and Duke, led by Cameron Boozer, they have Carlos Boozer's twin kids on their team, and Cameron Boozer is the leader. He had 35 points and 9 rebounds in their most recent victory and impressive win over Arkansas, who's coached by Coach Calipari. So I get locked into college basketball. You can call me, you know, ACC, AWOD, whatever you want to call me. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Just wanted to start the show with all the college hoops action that I've been watching over the weekend. I was locked into the Bahamas tournament that Vanderbilt won. So everybody's talking about Vanderbilt to Diego Pavia in college football, and Mark Byington, who was at JMU, has built a program there in just a few seasons. It's kind of incredible if you're, you know, driving around Northern Virginia right now and you realize JMU basketball lost their coach, and now Vanderbilt's in the top 20, all right? JMU football lost their coach to Indiana. He's in the top 5, and their most recent football coach, Bob Chesney, if he doesn't get in the CFP, which he should, he's probably going to end up leaving. Penn State wants him. So you look at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, they've produced all of this talent at the coaching level in the most recent seasons. It is really impressive. From college basketball to college football, I wanted to give you my prediction of the 12-team college football playoffs. And you have to admit that the rankings every week and the way it's dropped on Tuesday night has been very entertaining. It really has been. Now, I couldn't believe that the commissioner came out and did a childish 6-7 joke last time on national television. I mean, fire him immediately for that stupid joke right there. But every week, I've been locked into my TV on Tuesday night to see the latest reveal. You know, which SEC team moves up, which Big Ten team moves down. I think it's added excitement. It's made all of these games in late November even more critical. And we've got an awesome in-state rivalry game tonight, the Commonwealth Clash for all of the marbles. I'm sure you've heard the excitement in the last few weeks for Virginia Tech with a new coach coming to town in James Franklin. Well, UVA has having the best season they've had in 6 years with their coach Tony Elliott. The two schools will meet. UVA wins, they get in to the ACC championship game. If they lose this one, I don't know when they will ever win another Commonwealth Clash, with Virginia Tech already getting a bunch of recruits to flip from Penn State to Virginia Tech to play for Coach James Franklin. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM. 105.1 FM, that's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. AWOD Radio, live and local and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Time to look at the college football playoffs. Yes, the 12-team college football playoffs that will soon be expanded. I mean, it's been so exciting already. You know it's going up to 16 soon. I kind of think it'll end up at 24, maybe even 32. To help some of the G5 teams feel like that they are part of the dance. Because I feel like if you strap the committee down right now and made them put on lie detectors, right, they would tell you, we don't really want a G5 team in. We don't really want to see, you know, Tulane against Alabama, North Texas against Notre Dame, or even JMU. They don't really want to see that. They want to see a million SEC teams, a million Big Ten teams, maybe an ACC and a Big 12. Let's get to AWOD's predicted college football playoffs. And unfortunately, I have to start with the local school that I don't think JMU can get in. It just seems like the committee is committed to putting an American Conference team in, whether that be Tulane or North Texas. All right, well, let's look at the two resumes for these two teams out of the American and compare it with a James Madison, who has only one loss in this season. JMU had their opportunity week two at Louisville to get a win over a P4 opponent in Louisville out of the ACC. I watched that game. They were in it for the first half, not the second. Louisville got the win 28-14. That will come back to haunt the Dukes, because Tulane beat a P4 opponent in Duke out of the ACC. And they are now 6-1 and 9-2 in their conference. And North Texas is 7-1, 11-1 overall. They don't really have a win that defines them, but, you know, they did beat Washington State by a lot more than JMU did last week. And so I just think the committee is committed to either North Texas or Tulane getting in as the American representative. The only chance for JMU, I think, would be if Tulane loses to 0-7, 1-10 Charlotte overall, and that game is today at 7:30 p.m. Some would argue that if JMU wins their game at Coastal Carolina, that would be a resume booster. And then if they go to the Sun Belt Championship and win that, that would be enough to put them in over North Texas and Tulane. I want that to happen. I just think the committee has shown their hands. With their latest rankings, Tulane is ahead of JMU, and I think they would have North Texas ahead of JMU also. So my G5 representative is going to be either Tulane or North Texas, and they will be in as the 12 seed. I think the 11 seed is locked up. It's the winner of the ACC. No, it will not be Miami. I don't think they can get in. I want them in, because I just hate that the committee is saying head-to-head doesn't really matter. Because Miami has the exact same record as Notre Dame and a win over Notre Dame. I mean, I almost feel like I'm banging my head against the wall with this situation here. It's so stupid. In every other sport, in the NBA, if there was a tie and the Lakers beat the Mavericks, we would give it to the Lakers, right? In the NFL, it goes down to head-to-head first 100% of the time. It just doesn't make any sense. Why are you even playing the games then? right? The committee doesn't care about a head-to-head. They're talking about a body of work. You know how much baloney that is for a body of work to matter more than a head-to-head when the records are the exact same? If the records weren't the same, that's fine. And I keep thinking that the committee is going to change their mind when it's all said and done and all the games have been played. But it just it doesn't seem like that. And so I'm going to say the 11 seed will not be Miami. It will be either Virginia if they beat Virginia Tech, SMU if they win. Pitt could kind of backdoor in. Miami needs like four teams to lose to get into the ACC championship. I think we're going to be watching SMU against Virginia, and I have SMU winning the ACC as they got to the ACC championship game last year, lost to Clemson, but still got into the tournament. I think they get in as the 11 seed and the representative of the ACC. What's going to be very interesting is what happens out of the Big 12. All right. I don't really think the Big 12 is that special this year, but you have to admit that BYU and Texas Tech are both teams that are close enough that they should be considered as part of the field to make it into the top 12 here, right? Well, BYU was sitting at 11. Texas Tech had moved up to 5. Texas Tech has a win over BYU, but what happens if BYU beats Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship? Does Texas Tech get held out? I think Texas Tech is the lone representative from the Big 12 because I got them winning the Big 12 championship. They are in at the 10, Notre Dame at the 9. What's going to be very interesting is Alabama, elimination game today. They cannot lose to Auburn. I don't expect them to lose to Auburn, but there are so many games today that would eliminate a team if they lose, like BYU against UCF. Oregon can't lose to Washington. Oklahoma definitely cannot lose to LSU. Vanderbilt against Tennessee. You know, both teams feel like they're on the outside looking in with a shot. I don't give them a shot at all. And, of course, Virginia can't lose their game at home to Virginia Tech. So many elimination games today makes it so interesting the way it's going to play out. I got Alabama in, Oklahoma in, Ole Miss in, Texas A&M in, Georgia in. 5 teams out of the SEC, 3 teams out of the Big Ten, Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon. The big question is, though, what happens if Michigan beats Ohio State in the big game that will kick off today at 12 noon from Ann Arbor, Michigan Stadium, where they won, right? They won last year against Ohio State, and they beat them at Ohio State. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibilities for Michigan to win this game, but would Michigan go from 15 to inside of the top 10 or number 10? Because that cut line, because of the G5 representative, would be 11, and the fact that the ACC doesn't have a team in the top 12 would make it 10. You would need to be in the top 10 to get in, and I just don't think Michigan is jumping 5 spots. And then, of course, the other conversation after the outcome from last night, does Texas belong? No. No. They had every opportunity in the world to get in. All right, they scheduled tough. Good for you. But you had the chance there. You had your chance. You had to either beat Georgia or you had to beat Florida. Both those games were on the road. You lost to Florida and you lost to Georgia. You don't belong in and you lost to Ohio State. You just beat Texas A&M. Great win. Did A&M really need that one? They were already locked in to the college football playoffs. And I just don't think one win at home. At home, again, that was a big part of that win yesterday for Arch Manning. Great win for Arch. They don't belong in the CFP. That would be putting Texas in over an Oklahoma team with one last defeat than them. And, oh, yeah, 3 wins in a row against top 25 teams. It's just stupid. So you beat Oklahoma, Texas, but I just think their wins mean more. And so... I go back to the overall record of things. I don't think a 3-loss team should be into the college football playoffs. There's just too many good schools now, especially this season from the way things have played out. There's too many good schools for a team with 3 losses to get in into the 12-team college football playoffs. If you want to expand it and put a 3rd loss, a team with 3 losses in, fine. But I'd rather have, if Michigan beats Ohio State, I'd rather have Michigan in over Texas. And I know there's going to be a lot of pushback on that from those in Texas rooting for the Longhorns. But the big game locally tonight is from Charlottesville Scott Stadium, 7 p.m., and it's on the big dog. ESPN. Virginia Tech at Virginia. The Hokies are 3-8 this year. They fired Coach Pry 3 games into the season after an 0-3 start. Philip Montgomery took over from offense coordinator to interim head coach, and I think he got the energy back in Blacksburg, and they played better with him, and they actually won a close game. But, of course, the excitement is that they've already hired their coach for next season, former Penn State head man in James Franklin. For Virginia, this is the most success they've had since 2019, the last time they won the Commonwealth Cup against Virginia Tech. It's for all the marbles. There is a way for UVA to lose, and then I think Pitt has to lose, Duke has to lose. There's like 4 teams that would have to lose for them to lose their way into the ACC championship. It is possible, but really we all know it's all on the line tonight for Virginia and their chance to get to the college football playoffs with a win over Virginia Tech. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. In Richmond, you can hear us 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Thanks to Wes for working here on a Saturday, November 29th. Probably have family in town like I did, but we appreciate you being on the board. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Call AWOD. 1-800-636-1067. Talking about the big college football games today, and it starts at 12 noon with Ohio State against Michigan from Ann Arbor. And we were just talking during the break there that if Michigan, the 15 seed right now currently in the rankings, beats Ohio State, the number one overall seed, you have to probably put them in to the college football playoffs, which then leads me to believe that you'd have to eliminate an SEC team, because I don't think you can get four Big Ten in, five SEC, and then would lead Big 12. It would lead to ACC and then the G5. I guess Notre Dame would maybe be kicked out then. I'd be for that. I just don't like a scenario in which Notre Dame gets in with the same record as Miami. So might as well just kick both of them out and put Michigan in. Miami-Pittsburgh is your other big noon game. That will be on ABC. And then the last one, Texas Tech at West Virginia. We were also talking about Texas Tech's at number five. A&M lost. They're in the top five. Would Texas Tech jump them with a win in this one and then a win in the Big 12 championship game? It would be interesting. I think the way it's going to play out, the SEC title game, the Big Ten title game will be 1, 2, 3, 4. The winner will be 1 and 2. The losers will be 3 and 4. And then the local big game today for all the marbles, Virginia hosting Virginia Tech. Now, Wes, you went to Virginia Tech, right?
I sure did.
So you were telling me this is everything for you to ruin Virginia's nearly perfect season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once they lost that sixth game, the seventh game, you're looking to week 14, especially the way that UVA has been playing. They've had a great season, and to ruin it all for them would be cupcakes.
Am I correct that your 4 years in school, Virginia Tech won all 4 years?
Yes, I did. Well, actually, they did not play in 2022.
In 2020, yeah.
2023.
With the tragedy there in Virginia. And that's really what's incredible is that Tony Elliott powered through that tragedy. He's made it all about the players, especially those three that lost their lives. And it has affected the old community there in Charlottesville. But one of the coolest transfer portal stories in sports this year has been quarterback Chandler Morris, who came to Virginia. And, I was talking about this with some people. Virginia was kind of ahead of the curve in the ACC for how much they were willing to pay for a quarterback. They were in a bidding war with Chandler Morris. A lot of coaches wanted him. I heard Bill Belichick wanted Chandler Morris in Virginia. Wonder what their record would have been if it wasn't Gio Lopez with Bill Belichick in Chapel Bill. But Chandler Morris comes into this game with 14 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He's thrown for almost 2,500 yards. He's ran for a good amount as well. Jamari Taylor is the starting running back, and Trell Harris on the outside. For the Hokies, it has been a disappointing season, and Kyren Drones takes a lot of blame for that, in my mind, with his turnovers. But the rushing attack has been terrific in the last few weeks. Hawkins, Overton, Wes, that's got to get you pumped up for the future, right?
Oh, yeah, especially with the commits on the O-line that James Franklin has brought over for Penn State. I mean, that's the run game. The O-line is a byproduct of what the run game looks like. So, seeing Hawkins play the way he does as, I guess he's a senior, but hopefully he has one more year, I believe.
Yeah, so break this down for me, given the fact that you're a Hokie, because I cover the ACC, I cover these teams, and I'm looking at it from a neutral perspective. Like, I kind of want Virginia to win, to represent the Commonwealth there in the ACC championship game. I think it would be massive for their program. I've heard upwards of $50 to $60 million just for an appearance in the college football playoffs. Now, they're two wins away from that, but there's everything on the line for Virginia. And for the Hokies, you just want to play spoiler, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this season's obviously lost, but beating your rival is like the most important game of the year, besides if you're in the college football playoff, and obviously Virginia Tech has one more game on the season. So this is important because you want to keep that streak alive.
Yeah, and also it's for recruits. I mean, if Virginia doesn't win this one, they may never win with the amount of talent that James Franklin has coming to Blacksburg already next season. He's flipped like 25-plus players already. It's incredible. There's going to be so much talent going to play in Blacksburg, so much NFL talent. That's why he had so much success at Penn State, in my mind. It was the guys that played on Saturday that are now playing on Sundays, prompting him up and promoting him as a head coach. So I'm excited about the future in Blacksburg, but I'm rooting about the present right now in Charlottesville with UVA. The other question is, would UVA have a chance to beat anyone in a college football playoff game this season? Their offense has carried them, but their defense is way underrated. I think their defense has also done a great job keeping them in some of their games. Their defense is top 30 right now in the country, and they needed their defense against Duke. They needed their defense in the win against Washington State, in which they won with a safety. They needed their defense in the overtime wins over Florida State and Louisville. But I just, I don't like Virginia in any of these matchups if they got in over, like, Ole Miss or an Alabama or even a Georgia or a Texas A&M. But, again, getting to the college football playoffs would mean so much for this program. This is a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight on ESPN. So, Wes, here's what I think the game plan has to be for the Hokies to be in this contest, right? Because you kind of look at this and you say they're Virginia's 9-2, 6-1 in the ACC. They might blow this game out, really, being that it's at home with all the excitement of a win and you're into the ACC championship game. And so for Virginia Tech, they have to run the ball. And, of course, that's been the one positive in the last few weeks. But they've got to find a way to get into the backfield and affect Chandler Morris. And if you've watched, Wes, they have not gotten any pressure in the last few weeks on quarterbacks.
No, they haven't. And if I go back to a game, it would be NC State. And I think they're going to try to copy what they did there. And if you can't get the quarterback, stopping the run is ideal. I mean, NC State, their top rushing leader that game had 67 yards. So yeah. If they can do that to UVA, then they're going to be in the game.
Yeah, for sure. Jamari Taylor, the lead running back for Virginia, has had a terrific season. He is a thumper. I mean, he will run people over. He had a run against Florida State when I was at the game where it was like the loudest collision I've heard live in a long time, and he stayed on his feet, broke the tackle, and got into the end zone. So, you know, Virginia will try to mix things up with Jamari Taylor, with another running back, with Chandler Morris running a little bit. And then they're going to take their deep shots here in play action, look for their tight end across the middle, Harris on the outside. But this is going to be a really incredible environment. I know there are a bunch of Hokies fans that, of course, have bought their tickets. This game is going to be sold out. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight on ESPN. And, you know, we just haven't had Virginia against Virginia Tech with a lot at stake in a while. I mean, Wes, you guys have dominated this series, but you guys even haven't had the success that they want in Blacksburg in like 10 years.
That's the thing. Like last year, both teams were 5-6 going into this week. And you thought, okay, winner gets the bowl game. You know, then, you know, Virginia Tech gets to win. But they go to the Duke Mayo Bowl. And that's great, but nothing like this where there's actually a CFP position on the line for one of these teams. And that's good to see with the NIL and transfer portal. Maybe that's, you know, with James Franklin coming to Virginia Tech, maybe we'll see more of it between these two teams.
Yeah, because you really can flip a program in just 1 year. I mean, at this time last year, I think a lot of people would have said, well, Pry's starting to figure it out at Virginia Tech and at UVA, I'm not sure about Tony Elliott. And yet, a year later, Pry's out of a job. They've replaced him already with James Franklin, and Tony Elliott has a ton of talent coming in next year to build off of the success that he's had this season. Here's a fun fact for you, Wes, that I heard from the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth, who joins me every Wednesday. The last time UVA and Virginia Tech met in the Commonwealth Cup and UVA was ranked and Virginia Tech was not, 1991.
Wow.
I was not born. That's how long it's been since Virginia was ranked and Virginia Tech was not in this contest. It's all on the line tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you want to chime in about the college football playoffs, next would be your chance. How many do you think get in from the Big Ten, from the SEC, ACC, and Big 12? Does JMU have a chance as the G5 representative? 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on a Saturday, November 29th, just after 9:45 this morning. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Wes will pick up the phone. He's running the ones and twos for AWOD Radio here on a Saturday morning. And, you know, I was going to do AWOD's picks here, but I need to pull back the curtain and let the audience know. I actually went 0-4 on my NFL picks over the last 2 days. I can't believe I missed all of them. I thought the Lions would beat the Pack. I thought the Chiefs would beat the Cowboys. And I was so confident that the Baltimore Ravens were going to, like, re-injure Joe Burrow and get a win. And then don't get me started about the Eagles last night against the Chicago Bears as we recap the NFL action from the last two nights here on NFL Hits with A-Wide Radio. I think we start with Friday night, Black Friday, which was won by the Chicago Bears 24-15. A 9-point victory for Chicago over the Super Bowl champions. And I look, the win for the Bears does send a message that they are for real. All right, I get that. To me, the bigger story of this game is, once again, I'm blown away by analytics. I don't understand it. I think it's so stupid. Why go for two when you're down by that much? It just does not fully make sense to me. Again, here's the situation. Philadelphia down by 15 in the fourth quarter with under 5 minutes to play. You need two touchdowns, not 2 2-point conversions, 1 2-point conversion and 1 extra point. And in my mind, you have to choose to kick the extra point to make it an 8-point game to give your team a chance to win. If you go for two and you make it and it's a 7-point game, congratulations, you still have a chance to win. When you miss the 2-point conversion attempt and it becomes a 9-point game with 3 minutes to play, your game is over. You're not going to score and then get an onside kick. You're not going to get a quick stop, a score, get another quick stop and another score because you're out of time. When you miss the 2-point conversion, you have put the game on the line with time to play, and to me that is stupid. You always kick the extra point. You get the ball back if you have good defense. You know what? The Eagles got the ball back because they have good defense. And you know what? Then you score, and you kick the, I mean, you take the 2-point conversion with the game on the line and no time remaining. You want to lose on the last play of the game. You want to lose when the clock hits all zeros, not when there's 3 minutes left because it's a 2-possession game. I hate the analytics of this so much that they're having teams now basically go for two twice. Like, you were down by 15. The Eagles might have made the first 2-point conversion. Watch, they would have gone for two again because the analytics say then you're up by one and you win 90% of the time. Blah, 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 blah. The analytics get rid of the human element in my mind. The human element of that is, I can't believe people are defending going for two down by 15 when it's then a 9-point game. And I hate the analytics. That's just numbers on paper, not people playing with emotions, heartbeats, and nerves. And nerves don't count in analytics. And you're telling me that Chicago wouldn't have been nervous with the Super Bowl champions cutting it then to an 8-point game? And everybody around the country knows you're going to run the football. We all know you're going to run the football. The Eagles have a good run D. You're going to go 3 and out and kick it right back to them. You're telling me the Bears wouldn't be nervous? You're telling me Ben Johnson wouldn't think about calling a play-action play, and then all of a sudden maybe it's an incomplete pass and the clock stops without the Eagles calling a timeout, and they give even more time to go and try to tie the game with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion? Or the Bears might have been so nervous that they throw a pick, and it's a pick six, and all of a sudden you get in the end zone. All right, you missed the 2-point conversion, but you still have time on the clock to get even another possession. Even another possession. I actually love that the Eagles botched it, because nothing makes me happier than watching the Eagles and the Cowboys lose. And I couldn't get my wish on Thanksgiving, but I got it on Black Friday with a Bears win 24-15. I just don't understand. It just feels like everybody's defending analytics now. But no, there's human emotions to this as well. And that changes everything. I just think we have to get away from the analytics in football, because the analytics don't play the game. The analytics is some nerd with his glasses on, and he's like Joe Witt Jr. watching in a booth. I want the guy making the decision to be on the field feeling the energy of that game. Just can't stand the analytics. And the people that are backing this up, this was the right move for the Philadelphia Eagles. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Everything needs to go your way for that to happen. You need to make the 2-point conversion, get the ball back, score, and make another 2-point conversion. for the analytics to have played out that way. It's just like the analytics work when you're playing Madden and you can sim the game. We're not simming anything here. There's no simulation. These are real people. What could have stopped the Bears from doing what the Commanders did against the Chicago Bears when we dropped the ball with the game over, right? We dropped the ball with the game over and lost our season. And you know what? The Bears could have done the same thing to the Eagles. But they didn't have to because the Eagles decided to go for two. The exact same situation could have happened because they're nervous, just like Jaden was, and he dropped the ball when he handed it off to Bill. And I'm still pissed about that because I think that flipped our entire season. And as a Commanders fan, I'm going to keep saying this. If we had gotten one damn stop against the Falcons, not dropped the ball against the Bears, and gone to Madrid and done what we should have done, this team would have been 6-5 with everything to play for. The ball didn't bounce our way. And now I'm screaming about analytics on a Saturday morning, not talking about Sunday night football coming to Landover, Maryland, because it's a meaningless game for Washington, and Denver is looking like the Super Bowl champions right now. I hate it so much. I hate that the season's over and the calendar still says the month of November. Eats me up. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We are live and local here till 12 noon. We would love for you to get in touch with us. You could tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good show, if it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And once again, you can call in 1-800-636-1067. This season has been a circus for the Commanders, and the traveling road show continues as this team will host Sunday night football back in the States following the bye week and the loss to Miami in Madrid. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.